The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call The Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, talking about bands that you weren't expecting much, but they blew your socks off. Yeah, I'll go to the show. You weren't thinking it was going to be any good, but you go and they're like, wow, I'm a fan forever now. 766-9370, a couple more. Joe, welcome. What's up?
So, I know that you could appreciate this one, Dog. And he's a phenomenal singer. He's been around for years. Of course, he played by himself. He played with Montrose, played with the Wobblitas, Chickenfoot.
Oh, really? We're going to skip right over Van Halen. We're going to skip over Van Halen when talking about
No. I'm going to bring Van Halen because that guy is the most phenomenal singer on the planet, Sammy Hagar.
Hear, hear. Every time you go to see Sammy, he puts on a show, and let me just throw this in, not to cut you off. This would have been Cal Expo. Years ago, for people that were at this show, he had a cold, and he could not sing. And he told people, I'm so sorry, but he continued doing the show, and he was squeaking, and he could not get the songs out. But he continued playing and continued playing, and it was one of the best shows I'd ever seen because it was real, and he wasn't up there sniffling. He didn't walk off. Sammy finished that show, and it was one of the coolest shows I'd seen because it was real. And it wasn't perfect by any means, but it was real. And I always loved him for that. And that would have been back in 88, 89. Well, no, it would have been 91, 92-ish. And that was at a Cal Expo show.
So I seen him a couple years back at an acoustic show in San Francisco, and he played with a lot of different singers and stuff. And he had a cold that night as well, but he was still phenomenal on the guitar. He brought out Aaron, his son, mm-hmm. and they still played a couple of sets. And the guy is just multi-talented. I mean, he's such a great person and just a phenomenal singer.
Well, you know what? He is, to me, and always has been, just for what he's done and what he's done by himself and all the bands he's been a part of and all the stuff that the tequila, everything. He is just rock and roll. It doesn't get any more rock and roll than Sammy. And here's the thing. You could think Kurt Cobain. You know, you might think Chester Bennington. You could think these guys that ended their life short or had drug addictions or didn't live that long because of whatever. You could think Jimi Hendrix. No. True rock and rollers are still alive today doing it. And I'm telling you, those young kids, they can't kick that ass the way those old guys can. They're cut from a different cloth. They really are. And Sammy Hagar is, at least to me, and I think to most, he is the poster of rock and roll. He's still doing it. He had all the cars. He had all the chicks. He had all the stories. He didn't succumb to too much drug addiction or alcohol.
Well, think about what it takes to make it through that.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
So I'm sure he did drugs. I'm sure he partied.
Just a little bit.
But he was around it. You know, and any of those dudes, Colin Hay, I'm sure he did some drugs and partied and did whatever. He said he left Australia because of it, because he needed to get sober.
Colin Hay, a man at work that was in the Coors Light Live Lounge yesterday, he said, well, the saxophone player, Greg, he died of a drug overdose and or suicide. He left Australia.
What a sad story that was, by the way.
To get out of it, because all his friends were partying too hard. He said he knew it was going to kill him. So, yeah, Sammy was in the thick of that stuff. And he knew that he couldn't live that way. He didn't want that. He wanted to make the music, and he wanted to buy more Ferraris and start a tequila company. So
it's impressive. I was impressed when we met him years ago for the book for his book signing.
He came over there at Borders.
Yeah,
whatever.
What a nice guy and humble. He was really cool.
Appreciate it. Let's do one more. Mickey, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, brother.
Hey, back in 1975, I was 14 years old. To my first concert. So what does it do? He takes me to Kiss.
Oh, what a great dad.
Yeah, but Kiss...
Was CPS not around then? CPS couldn't have been formed yet, because CPS would no longer allow a father to take a kid to Kiss.
That was a great show.
But the whole thing was, it wasn't Kiss that blew my socks away. It was their opening band, who I love today. It was Rush.
Wow.
They blew Kiss off the stage.
Yeah.
And they were young. That was only their
Rush
second
opened
album.
For Kiss?
Yep.
Well, you already said it was like 75.
75, yep.
Wow.
At the Cow Palace. Great show. And then Kiss was kind of like a letdown after Rush.
Yeah.
And they didn't have their full repertoire. They just had Fly By Night in their first album. But this was the first tour with Neil Peart. playing as a guitar
drummer. Yeah. Yeah, Rush, still to this day, phenomenal, too. One of the greatest three pieces of all time. Saw Rush up at, where was that? Sleep Train, outdoor I saw him. And they still to this day, you go see Rush, it's money well spent.
They'll never give you a bad show.
Haven't I seen? I never got to see Queen with Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
I never got to see The Who. You'd have to ask me, I mean, some of those that I haven't seen. I mean, I've seen a lot.
Megadeth.
We're having
Guns
a
N' Roses.
We're having a conversation about Queen and The Who, and you bring in Megadeth.
Well, I was just wondering, giant bands. I mean,
Megadeth is not
like,
giant.
Well, I thought they were for a while there.
No, they were always, to me, better than Metallica, and I know people are going to cuss me.
Well, you are the weirdest person I've ever heard. Why would you say something like that?
I think Dave Mustaine's got more soul than Hetfield.
I ask you these bands because you say you peaked in the 80s. So, I mean, these were big 80s bands that you claim to be when you were like...
Megadeth didn't peak in the 80s.
Isn't that when they were really hot?
No, they didn't get big till the 90s, late 90s. And Metallica, same thing. Metallica was an underground heavy metal band in the 80s. They didn't get big until, you know, Injustice for All came out with One. That's when they blew up in like 88, 89.
You see Nirvana?
I've never seen Nirvana.
Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam, yes.
Guns N' Roses?
Yes.
Let's think, who else big? Soundgarden?
Yes.
I know you saw Velvet Revolver. I know you've seen STP.
Yes.
Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains, great story. This is Goosebumps. Saw Lane Staley standing barefoot on the sound monitor at Cal Expo. They opened up for Van Halen, 1991. Look at that, Goosebumps.
Oh, I bet you were just...
For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge, one of the best shows I'd ever seen. Everybody just saw Man in the Box on MTV. Nobody knew about Alice in Chains. They opened up the first leg of the For Unlawful tour for Van Halen, and it was pretty cool.
Is that when Lane still had both arms?
Oh, yeah. They just had one hit out. Yeah, he came out wearing these, like, hemp pants, no shoes, no shirt. You knew something was wrong with him. You knew he wasn't stable, and he really did blow you away. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, his voice is incredible.
So, yeah, I saw them. Who else you got?
I don't know. I know you've seen Pantera.
Yeah, I saw them with Ozzy.
You got to see him also fill with Down, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw them. Sabbath, original.
You've seen Disturbed. All the big rock bands you've seen.
Yeah,
I watched you fall asleep during Godsmack. That was impressive.
Yeah, that's the kind of rocker I am.
Yeah.
I fall asleep during Godsmack.
During one of the loudest shows I've ever seen in my life, he is snoozing in front of me.
Well, I had a couple beers that night, too.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was.
We're not going to play the game all day. I'm
pretty impressed with the band knowledge that you have and the concerts you've been to.
Well, you know, I like to go. You know, I like the music. I really do. It's fun. You know, I don't know what it is you go to.
I've seen like six. I mean, I've seen any big rock band that's come through here and then a few others after that.
I've even seen this next band. I've seen these guys. This is a long time ago, and I can't remember where it was I saw them. It was like in a casino or a fair, but I've even seen Styx. Here they come, and pay attention to this.